This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
All right, news from the nest. We flip-flopped. NFL lunch was at noon. Now we're here ready to rock and roll. Get back to the calls. Let's go to Reggie in East Baltimore. Reggie, thanks for holding. What's up? Happy New Year.
Thank you, fellas. Happy New Year. Countdown of 2026, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
In the football life, that's going to be a good thing because here we are. Starting off season 1-5. Yeah, everybody was upset. We underachieved. We got back to 500. Man, here we are. We just beat down. We're about to have Sunday night. About to make history. Starting to see the 1-5 to clinch the division and go to the playoffs. That don't happen often in football. So that's a good thing right there. But my concern is once we clinch the division, what team comes here for that one game? You know who that's going
to
be?
Right now, it's Houston if the playoffs started today, but they still have a chance maybe to catch Jacksonville. Buffalo was the 5 seed for a while, and then they lose. Chargers are in the mix right now. So I think that's still to be determined, but Houston appears to be right now the team that would come here.
Yeah, all three wild card teams are 11-5, so there could be a lot of movement.
Sure. Yeah. That's the game I'm going to be more concerned about. How are we going to look going into that game? How our defense going to be? Are we going to be ready? That's the team I'm going to be concerned about. But, yeah, starting 1-5, we were counted out. And when it wasn't supposed to happen. We weren't supposed to win in the division and come and have a playoff spot. That's tough to do starting season 1-5, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
That happened maybe three other times, I think two or three other times in history of football. So just like the fourth time it may have happened. You might have checked that, you know what I mean? But, yeah. So I feel confident about the game Sunday night. I just want to thank you for taking my call.
All right, Reggie. Hey, Happy New Year. Yeah, Happy New Year to you and the family. And, by the way, you mentioned Houston. We did. They started 0-3. Which, like 1-5, it's rare to overcome that sort of deficit and get in. Let's go to Antoine in Baltimore. Antoine, what's up?
Hey, good afternoon, family. How you doing?
All right, good. Happy New Year.
Oh, Oh, man, you know what? I don't care what anybody say. It's going to be a great 2026. The Orioles are looking to be doing some stuff. We'll talk about the Ravens. But you know what? Saturday night, why is it that the Ravens have to hear the people of Baltimore say what they're doing wrong and then they do it the next game? Explain that one to me. But, heck, running the ball, they see what they can do. Now, it is what it is on Sunday. You know, Ravens and Steelers has been the preeminent for the last two decades. And what better way to go through the division? You got to go through Pittsburgh. However we done it, and we have beaten them. I mean, they can be beaten. I don't care who is on that sideline on either side. It's going to be a fist fight. Y'all know it, and I know it. I mean, the Steelers can have one wide out and one running back and will still beat us. And we can have nobody out there. We can have all backups and beat them. So, and I mean, personally, I like to see Snoop go ahead and run the thing, let Lamar take that extra week off, because I know we want to go deep on him, but I mean, Snoop makes quicker decisions than Lamar.
I don't know. Antoine, hey, thanks for the call, man. We got to get some other people in here. You have arguably one of the best players in the league sitting on the side, and he can play, and you're going to go with Tyler Huntley ahead of him in a playoff game. We'll save him for next week. There is no next week.
Yeah, that's the big part. The other part of it, faster decision maker, I don't know if I'd agree with that. I mean, it looks fast because he's not being asked to go through reads. It's, hey, here's a quick slant. Here's a little short curl, 5 yards. It's all little stuff, you know, and he did it well. He put the ball on the money. He didn't put the ball in harm's way. He didn't fumble it himself. He didn't throw egregious picks.
He ran effectively enough, too.
That was the biggest compliment I could give him. Those delayed draw plays there at the end of the first half were tremendous in getting them down the field and scoring there at the end of the first half. But again, both these guys' games side by side, Huntley's way better than he used to be. It's not even close. It's not even comparable. You know, we think Derrick Henry's going to have a good game and that he should get the heavy bulk of the carries.
Yeah.
But if you get there and it's, all right, midway through the second quarter, and for whatever reason, the running game is tough sledding, I need someone who can push the ball downfield and pass efficiently and actually be a threat in the pass game. You're not going to nickel and dime your way to a win here without a run game.
If Lamar Jackson can play, he's starting and he's playing all 60 minutes, health permitting. And imagine that conversation, by the way. Well, I'm good to go. Now we're going to start Hundley.
Right.
Yeah. Hello.
We did the same.
You don't think that'll cause controversy?
We did the same thing 2022. That Hundley had to start the playoff game and in the last couple weeks there. And they weren't even winning some of those games. Or even 21 when Hundley came in and played some games. It was like, well, they would lose close. They'd lose by like 3 points or less, and they've like lost to the Rams and the Packers that year, and they were close games. It's like you're putting stock in just coming up short, and that there were people that were very serious, and you're hearing them again now, that, we don't need Lamar. Don't sign him long. Let's just roll with Huntley. That's good enough. Like, it's not.
Yeah.
And you should have learned your lesson then, and we're still having the same conversation now.
Let's get back to the phones. Chris in Catonsville. Chris, thanks for holding. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yeah, I've been a huge football fan my whole life, and I've had season tickets to four different teams. When the Colts left, my best friend and I got Eagles tickets, and then we had Stars and the CFL and Ravens since the new stadium was built. And this is the hardest time I've ever had rooting for a Baltimore football team. I'm just so tired of not running the ball and losing playoff games that I'm like on the fence. Do I want them to go ahead and lose and get rid of Harbaugh? Because I don't see him advancing very far in the playoffs, to be honest with you. Or do I want him to win this game and maybe one playoff game and then be stuck with Harbaugh for another 2, 3, 4, 5 years? It's just so hard for me to want them to win when them winning another couple games and we're going to be stuck with him on the sidelines, refusing to run the ball, and obvious. I mean, when you have one carry by your best running back in the first half for 20 yards, and he gets zero carries in the second half, that is totally inexcusable. No matter if it's college, high school, pro, whatever, when you're a running team, your best running back gets one carry, 20 yards, and then the second half, no carries, no yards. What is he? He's not a football coach.
So you want him gone, to cut to the chase?
Yes. Mm-hmm. If it means they lose this game instead of losing the second game in the playoffs and they get rid of him, I'm going to be fairly satisfied, to be honest with you.
All right. Hey, Chris, thanks for the call, man. I don't mean to cut you off because we got a break, got picks, and we got more of your phone calls coming up bottom of the hour. I mean, you're going back to like the Baltimore Stars. Jim Mora, by the way, was the head coach 40 years ago. Baltimore Stars, trivia question, never even played in Baltimore. They played at College Park, as a matter of fact. But, or you could be like Joan Woodbury, hour or so ago. Hey, win the Super Bowl and retire. That sort of thing. Just leave. But like, go out on a high note.
I've heard, that's not the first I've heard of the, I almost kind of wish the Ravens would lose this Sunday just to be the kill shot for Harbaugh. I've seen that a few times on social media the week, really leading up to the Packers game too. But you're here now, man. I mean, if Lamar's healthy and he's ready to go, I want a shot. I want to roll of the dice in the playoffs. I don't care if it's unlikely or anything. Crazy stuff happens. You know, and then again, the Chiefs are out of the picture. They're not the boogeyman that's there that's going to crap on everyone's party again. I mean, how do you think Bills fans feel right now? They're not thrilled about being a wild card team compared to winning the division.
Right.
But they're saying, well, I look around this landscape right now. No other quarterback here has really proven this should be our year.
This is maybe as wide open as the AFC has been in quite some time. We'll come back to our picks, then your phone calls, then a fun house, then Inside Access takes over. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. It's our last show of 2025. Stick around. We got plenty to get to. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're on the Fan.
Vinny and Haney's Football Pick'em starts now. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
College football playoffs resume tonight. Miami taking on Ohio State in the Cotton Bowl. Then you have three games tomorrow. You got Week 18 NFL season. That starts on Saturday. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. All right, Nolan, let's do it. Stop bleeping around. Let's get to these picks.
Here. Oh, I mean, it might be over anyway. I mean, I'm five back of Vinny now, but nonetheless, we'll make our picks starting on Saturday. Tampa Bay hosting Carolina. So much confusion here, but I do know one thing. If Carolina wins, that's it. That's the division for them. If Tampa Bay wins, we got to wait for Sunday, a little wait and see what happens with Atlanta. This game, Tampa Bay's favored by 2.5. It was 3 at one point this week. I don't get it. I'm sorry. I mean, both of these teams have been refusing to take a stranglehold on this division, but even still, Tampa Bay has been atrocious as of late. I think they have no business being favored in this game, even if they're at home. Give me Carolina.
I'm going to go with Tampa. I mean, since Bucky Irving came back from his injury, he's playing like he's still injured. Baker's playing hurt. Like you, I don't get it. Carolina probably had a schedule in their quest to get to the postseason, but I'm going to take the Buccaneers in this game.
Big one on Saturday night. Seahawks traveling to take on the 49ers. The number one seed in the NFC is on the line. San Francisco, they've been red hot as of late. It's truly a toss-up to me. The odds makers agree. 1.5 in favor of Seattle. If you want to keep an eye on injuries, I think Christian McCaffrey missed practice yesterday. Trent Williams did as well. But that could be more of a veteran day than it is a real injury. We'll wait and see. I'm picking the Niners here. Really hard to pick this one, but might come down to a Sam Darnold pick that seals the fate.
Yeah, I'm going to go with San Francisco because you remember last year, Minnesota, when Darnold was there, taking on the Lions for the number one seed. He crapped the bed, then crapped the bed again in the playoffs. He's going to crap the bed again, San Francisco.
Browns and Bengals here, division matchup, but neither team has anything to play for. Individually, keep an eye on Myles Garrett for Cleveland, but 7.5 is the spread in favor of the Bengals. I'll tell you what, Joe Burrow, he's been playing pissed off since he's come back. I think he stays pissed off, tries to put up one more monster game.
Yeah, Bengals.
Saints and Falcons, here's again the kicker. If Tampa Bay is to beat the Panthers on Saturday and Atlanta beats the Saints, then the Panthers would still get in. So
three-way
a lot of play
tie,
here.
Yes.
And the Falcons are, as a matter of fact, favored by 3 in this game. Both teams actually sneaky hot as of late. Feels weird to say that. I'm going to take the Shuckster. Give me Tyler Shuck, who all of a sudden, despite not starting for a majority of the season, could win Offensive Rookie of the Year. I'll take the Saints.
Yeah, and Bijan Robinson was great the other night against the Rams. I'm going to go Atlanta, making things all zany. 7-9 team going to win the division in the South this year.
Packers,
whatever, 8-9.
Packers and Vikings. I might have miswrote this one here. Packers got to be favored. No, Minnesota's favored by 7. What the hell is going on here? I know we're resting starters, but come on, guys. 7.5? I don't know. I'm taking Green Bay straight up.
Yeah, Minnesota threw for 50 yards last week and still beat the Lions, whatever it was. Yeah, I'm going Green Bay. I think the Pack's going to try to get on track, get themselves a W against the Minnesota team. Very disappointing. And Justin Jefferson, if you had him in fantasy this year, woo! Wow.
Over-under for this game, 35.5. That is disgusting.
Jordan Love, I think, is practicing this week, whatever that means.
Cowboys and Giants here, another division matchup. Dallas favored by 3.5 on the road. Don't overthink it. I've been fascinated by the Giants this year, but not this week. Dallas will beat them up.
Yeah, they're putting up some points here, so let's go Cowboys.
Titans and Jags, hefty, hefty line here. Jacksonville favored by 12.5. Do not overthink it. It's the Jags.
Trying to win the division, I'll go with Jacksonville myself.
Colts, Texans. Again, got to check here. Houston is favored by 10.5 in this one. I miswrote that for some reason. The Colts were favored by 10.5. No way in hell they would be. No way. Riley Leonard going to get his shot. No more Phillip Rivers. Just can't put any trust in him. Texans defense is monstrous. Give me Houston.
Yeah, Houston.
Jets and Bills. Again, don't overthink it. It's the Bills.
Even though Josh Allen not practicing today.
The big doesn't matter, right? Lions and Bears. Oh, my. We'll see what happens in this one here. Chicago favored by 3. They're playing for seeding because we'll get to the Eagles in a second, but the Bears and the Eagles could be the 2 seed, the bye for that. And I know that isn't a guaranteed home field all the way through, but let's say Seattle wins the 1 seed. How faulty we think they are. They could be an early exit. You would want to be that team that's next in line to take over home field. Chicago gets this one. I think they still got something to play for.
Remember the first time they played way back early in the season. The golf just went bananas against that secondary. And the Bears still give up a ton of points, but they're going to win. They're going to win this game.
Next one here should be very easy. Chargers traveling to take on the Broncos. The Chargers have already come out and said we're not playing any starter. Well, they're not playing Justin Herbert. That's the big one.
Yeah, Trey Lance. Gonna
be and Denver still has to win to secure the one seed. Some help. So give me Denver.
Broncos.
Kansas City traveling to take on Vegas. The Chiefs favored by 5.5 here. No doubt about it. It's Kansas City. Mahomes or not, the Raiders are actively tanking.
Yeah, let's go KC.
Cardinals and Rams. L.A. favored by 7 at home. It's another easy one for me. Give me the Rams.
Yeah, Rams bounce back. Will Adams be ready for the postseason? That's going to be an interesting one.
Patriots hosting the Dolphins here again. A slight chance to still get that one seed. But again, if Denver would have to lose. But even still, they'll probably try for it. Give me New England.
Give me the MVP, Drake May, and the Patriots there.
Eagles hosting the Commanders. Now, the Eagles are saying that they're going to rest their starters.
They're resting all their starters.
But this line even still is held up. 4.5 in favor of the Eagles. I think they get it either way. In my opinion, they should at least play the starters to begin with, you know, because you could get that 2 seed, but I think they can get the win here no matter what.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
And then finally, Ravens traveling to take on the Steelers. We know the implications. We talked about it all week long. The division is on the line, a playoff spot, a home playoff game at that. The Ravens are favored still in this one. 3.5 is the latest spread here, over under 40.5. I'm taking Pittsburgh. I'm doing it.
I'm sorry, bitch.
I got to do it. In the typical Ravens-Steelers score, 23-21 is your final. This isn't as much as it's not about what the Steelers are going to do. It's about what the Ravens aren't going to do and the mistakes that they're going to make. Unfortunately, I think there's going to be an ugly turnover here, a fumble. Probably Zay Flowers again. There's going to be an egregious fumble. They're going to get away from play calling when they shouldn't. They'll go for a fourth down decision when they shouldn't. So they just
way to bring the optimism.
I know what I'm doing. Let me just say that. All right. I know what I'm doing.
All right. Look, I could be full on doom and gloom, and it would be a very Ravens way for the season to end. 17-16, they lose, and the Looper misses the game-winning field goal in what would be his first game-winning opportunity. But it's not going to get to that point. I think the Ravens win 23-13. I think Lamar not only plays, but plays well. Henry will Derrick Henry it up. And Aaron Rodgers and that putrid. And again, they were dicing up the Ravens a couple weeks ago. Ravens win 23-13, win the division. And then everyone's going to have to wait an extra week to hate on John Harbaugh. And might still hate him because he might do something stupid throughout the course of the game in regards to his strategery there.
And make no mistake, we're all in on the Ravens here.
Sure,
I've seen this movie too many times. Maybe I'm hedging a little bit.
Well kind of. If they don't, you know, then Monday the postmortem begins, and boy, the phones are going to be fire Harbaugh, trade Lamar, fire DeCosta, fire. Everyone's getting fired on Monday, but I think we're going to be talking about the playoff matchup the next week, home game at M&T. Then I'll be running hot if it's a night game. I want no more of these.
Well, I mean,
enough's enough. I drink my milk of magnesia and I need to go to bed.
We've had enough here as of late.
Yeah, we're good.
6 of the last 7 weeks?
We're good.
Like out of 5
good.
Of the last 6?
We'll come back, take your phone calls. Funhouse Inside Access takes over at 2. It's New Year's Eve, last show of 2025. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope here on the fan.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Lamar Jackson back at practice today. In uniform, Cordell Woodland, who we talked to earlier today, tweeting that out. So Lamar is back. And Derrick Henry didn't win any awards from us, Hero of the Week, but he got the one that matters, the AFC Offensive Player of the Week.
We knew it was coming. That's why we held off. Right. We'll leave that to the NFL. We do a little more digging over here, you know.
Yeah, we're not the ones that give contract incentives. Hey, you got the Hero of the Week on Navidi. He ain't even knowing.
Who?
Exactly. All right, let's go to Derek in East Baltimore. Derek, thanks for holding. What's up? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Bob. Happy New Year, Nolan.
Hey, same to you.
God bless you both and your families. Going into the new year, man.
Thank you.
Listen, Bob, man, and Nolan, these President of the Moment fans that's been calling in on this show all day, man, I got to try to release them, man, because, Bob and Nola, are you guys familiar with the Stranger Things show? Do you guys ever watch that?
Never got into it. No.
So
heard of it,
they have a
seen.
Thing on there where they call, they have two worlds, like the regular world and the upside down world. That's where I feel like I'm at today, the upside down. Because, and what world, real world, would you ever start Huntley over a healthy Lamar? Like, are we serious with this stuff, man? Like, for real, I'm about to, like, crash out, man, like Marcus Spears, man. Seriously, man. Like, it's ridiculous, Paul.
Well, I saw that.
Paul, it's ridiculous, bro. It's ridiculous, man. Come on, man. We're going to start. Huntley was just on the streets three, four, however many weeks it was. He was just on the streets, man.
Yep.
Come on, y'all. Listen, man. If Lamar at 40%, I'm taking Lamar over Huntley if he can play, man. Listen, his stats is 18 touchdowns and 6 picks, and he threw 63%. You know, he completed 63% of his passes, right? For an average NFL quarterback, that's a good season. For an average quarterback, I'm saying. You know what I mean? That's below Lamar standards.
Sure.
But the point I'm making is, we're actually to the point now where we got people actually calling in and talking about, let's start Huntley over Lamar. Come on, people. We got to get it together,
yeah,
man.
That's a bizarro world. Hey, Derek, thanks for the call. And again, Happy New Year to you and the family. Lamar's practicing today. So that's a sign that he'll be practicing tomorrow and then walking through on Friday, which is closed to the media. And then he'll be at Acrisure on Sunday night against the Steelers. And 40% Lamar, I'm kind of with that. If he says he can play, unless his right arm's in a cast, and they're just like, look, there's no way we can let you go out there. He plays. And this is with all due respect to Tyler Huntley, who was, the fifth-string quarterback in Cleveland in training camp, with all due respect, of course.
But that's where I'm at now. I mean, I still reiterate, the caller's 100% right. And it's even more egregious that people are saying this because we just went through this a couple years ago. You know, we just had the same conversation, a loud minority at the time, saying go with Huntley over Lamar long-term after, what? He didn't even win a playoff game.
Right.
And he was mainly to blame for the goal line dive thing. Oh, my God. They should have won that game. I didn't want to turn this into a bash Tyler Huntley thing because he was great on Saturday night.
He beat the Bears and the Packers.
That's the bigger thing. If the Ravens are going to go on some miracle run this year and they're in the AFC Championship or maybe they're even in the Super Bowl, who knows? I will look back on this year and I will look at Tyler Huntley as a top three essential piece for what he did in the Bears game and what he did saving the season last week. But it's not even a conversation between him and Lamar. It's not even close.
Let's get back to the phones. Trippy in Baltimore. Trippy, what's up?
Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, man. Like, that caller just got to chill out, man. Ain't no use of crashing out, brother. Like, ain't no use of crashing out. Like, let's be honest, man. Like, this is my thing, right? And I really don't care how nobody feel about it. This is my thing, right? I'm not saying I want Huntley to start, but if Lamar really not healthy, I mean, we ain't got no choice but to go with the backup. Because I'm looking at it like this, right? Just hear me out. Because we got to look at the good and the bad. Now, what if Lamar do start the game? He might re-aggravate his back. Then what if we win the game? Now we back to square one again. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going to have no choice but to go with Huntley. So my thing is, let's just hope the defense show up, man. Because, look, I'm going to be real with y'all. We getting two playoff games at the bank. Hello? We getting two games at the bank. Right. We getting two playoff. I'm telling you now. Listen, Bob. Listen.
I'm listening.
Buffalo going to be the seventh seed. They be on Twitter talking like they big bad. You know, they scared of Pat Mahomes. You know, Pat Mahomes is always stopping them. He out. So they feel like it's an easy run to the Super Bowl. But, you know, win the home game next week. Go on the road. I don't know who we probably going to play, beat them, and just get ready for the AFC Championship game. And we going to lock in, man. Like, I know fans. I'm one of the fans, too. I want Harbaugh gone. But it's still the season. You know what I mean? We still got to finish out the season. And I know them guys in there ain't going to quit. So why the fans trying to quit? Like, we going to – well, I'm going to Pittsburgh Sunday, and I'm going to talk so much. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm leaving out
that.
With a dub. And I can't wait to see Joey Porter because I ain't forget what he said to me after that game talking about we suck. We going to see who suck. But, hey, Nolan and Bob and Mike, man, Happy New Year's, man. I'll talk to y'all next year. All right. Oh, my score prediction, 35-17 Ravens.
There you go. Yeah. All right, Trippy. Happy New Year, man. You guys be careful up
you,
there
brother.
For sure.
Okay.
No doubt. Here's Trippy. Two home games? No. Hell no.
Trying to figure out how that would
be. They would have
the bills, they say
one
the
of the higher seeds, so yeah. They would be – well, Ravens would be the four seed. They play the five.
Mm-hmm.
They would have to hope, assuming they even win their game.
That's what he's saying.
The
yeah.
seven seed
would be Buffalo, and they'd go on a run.
Would beat, I guess, New England? No, they'd beat New England gets a bye. Or Denver, rather.
Whoever the two seed is.
Yes.
It could be either one, but it's most likely to be New England.
The Ravens would go on the road either way, right?
That
now
might be
now
more
you're confusing me, Trippy.
Not even Joe and Woodbury claim two home playoff games.
Yeah, he just wins Harbaugh to win the Super Bowls and you retire. Let's go to Pico and Laurel. Pico, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Bob and Nolan? It's Tico.
Tico, what's
sorry,
up,
man?
Tico, what's up, dude?
No problem, man. Happy New Year, guys, and God bless you guys. I hope you guys have a great year. I love your show. It's my favorite show. I love you guys.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say, you know, like, as Ravens fans, I think we've been spoiled for a while. And, you know, I've even said it myself, like, oh, you know, Harbs is doing, and he has done some bad, poor choices and stuff, right? But, you know, he's really built this team around Lamar. Even when Flacco was our starting quarterback and he got injured, you know, then we went with Lamar. Harbs made Lamar the starting quarterback because he's believed in him. He's helped, you know, build the team around Lamar. Not a lot of coaches do that, you know, they try to build, you know, around the quarterback. Or at least not that drastically or that fast, right? And we've had countless injuries over the past. I remember, I think, like the COVID year, we were using almost all our backups, you know, and yet we still, our season was still kind of close. That one time that Lamar went out against the Browns, him and Baker were having like a shootout. I think he had to use a bathroom. He came back out and threw a bomb and we won.
Yeah.
It's crazy how people have questioned about Lamar, you know, trading him and all this stuff. Like, And even Harbs, like, I'm guilty of it myself. Like, you know, like, I think the person that should be questioned is DaCosta because we've let a lot of great talent leave. You know, Clowney, Calais Campbell, a little, you know, a couple years ago, when we had great players, you know, that should have never left that building. But I think it's just kind of crazy what this whole narrative has come to about Lamar and all this.
And I actually feel really good about this right now, about this run. I think the Ravens are getting healthy at the right time. They're clicking together at the right time. And it could be a really scary thing, man, if we start tweaking some things in our defense, keep running Derrick Henry because he just gets better as long as the game keeps going. And, of course, shout out to my boy Huntley because he played a great game on Saturday.
Yeah, he did.
Can't nobody take that away from him.
Hey, Tico, hey. Thanks for the call, man. Happy New Year and to you and the family. And appreciate the love that you give us listening here on 105.7 The Fan. It's taking one game at a time. And if you're in a – how much more can you tweak the defense, for instance, based on the personnel?
You can't, in my opinion. Yeah. I mean, you're this is who you are. You know, we're still searching for pass rush, but it is what it is. Zach Orr is going to have to get creative. You know, you have to get creative on Sunday. And if they go on a run, they're really going to have to pull some rabbits out of the hat. But I think – he's got to pick his spots a little bit better when he's sending the blitz.
Yeah, and the last time Pittsburgh was here, when they were airing it out with the big plays, it was Metcalf and Calvin Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Metcalf, we know for sure, isn't playing, and Austin's dealing with, what, a hammy, I believe it
right.
is.
So even if he does play, that could linger.
Yeah,
you know?
So just, you know, do what you do best, and I don't know if Pittsburgh's going to be good enough to stop it. Running the football.
I'd agree with that. Even though I picked the Steelers, if the Ravens played their A game, even their B plus game, they should win.
Yeah.
But I don't. Something tells me they won't play that B plus A game.
And Drake May's going to win MVP. Anyway, we'll come back, take a trip to the Funhouse. That Inside Access takes over. It's our last show of 2025. And thank you all for listening. Thanks all of our callers for checking in. And even if you don't call, and you know, for those who may not be aware, most of the people listening do not call. So all of you who don't call in, but you're listening on a regular basis, we love you here on 105.7 The Fan. By the way, the wild card round of the playoffs, Saturday, January 10th, Sunday, January 11th. So
and
there we are.
They still do the Monday game, right? The super wild card weekend?
Let's see.
Got to get that third game.
Oh, yes, that's correct.
That's the dumbest
thing. Yeah, Monday the 12th. Well, it's ESPN dictating everything there. But will the Ravens be part of one of those scenarios? It better not be that Monday game. I don't want no more night games for the Ravens unless they're in a championship game or in a Super Bowl.
Saturday, if we're going to do night, Saturday night would be preferred.
Preferably.
We could stomach that. But hey, what's wrong? 1 o'clock on Saturday, 4 o'clock, whatever it ends up being. Let's just be the first game done, over and done with.
Nolan, we have time for a final Funhouse of 25.
Let's do Let's do it.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
This one here says, Wiggins is never going to be the physical corner that the Ravens need him to be. He could still be a good player, but I'm tired of Baltimore drafting players in the first round who have clear weaknesses. Wiggins having speed but no physicality, drafting a pass rusher like Owe with no sacks in college, and undersized wide receivers like Flowers and Brown.
Yeah, my concern with Zay, and we were talking about it off the air yesterday, the inability to hold on to the football is becoming somewhat of a problem. Nate Wiggins is a tackler, rather poor at this stage of his career, and 2 years in, when does he start to ascend to, you know, first-round draft picks? We've seen Marlon, Kyle Hamilton, among others, recent vintage, become Pro Bowl-level guys. How far away is he from being that? You're going to not tackle, at least be a playmaker. Blast up that football a little bit here.
Right. Well, that was his tape in college, right? If he got beat, he'd even still chase him down from behind and try to knock it out or, you know, make a play, but... we'll do one more text here. This one says, not only is it an emphatic yes that Harbaugh needs to be fired if the Ravens don't make the Super Bowl, but I'll take it a step further and say that his buddy DaCosta needs to go with him. If Harbaugh can't tell his subordinates who to put in a game, what the hell do we need him for? And Mr. I don't have a lot to do this offseason, give me somebody who grinds 365 days a year to make this team the best it can be.
Oh, I tell you what, they lose Sunday night. A lot of people are going to be taking some heat on Monday. And Eric DaCosta, we know Harbaugh, Lamar. If Lamar plays and they don't win, we know that narrative is going to come around. And if Monken doesn't run, Derrick Henry in the second. And we know what we're in store for, but let's let the game play out, and then we'll see how things unfold after the weekend. That's going to do it for us for 2025. Mike Pope, thanks for your help this week. Nolan, I'll see you on Monday. Happy New Year, everyone. Inside Access coming up next. Stay safe, stay healthy. We'll see you in 26. For now, class dismissed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.